and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The stars brought out the glitz and glamour in Hollywood for the revamped Golden Globes, which aired on CBS. The drama Oppenheimer cleaned up with Best Movie, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and Best Director for Christopher Nolan.
The only time I've ever been on the stage before was accepting one of these on behalf of our dear friend Heath Ledger. I thought it'd be simpler accepting for myself, but as a director, of course, as I stand here, I suddenly realize I can only accept this on behalf of people.
Nolan also directed The Dark Knight, which starred Ledger. Barbie also scored a Golden Globe for cinematic and box office achievement in motion pictures. Its star, Margot Robbie, helped accept that award.
Thank you so much to the Golden Globes for creating an award that celebrates movie fans. This is a movie about Barbie, but it's also a movie about humans. We made it, it's about you. We made it for you, and we made it with love, and thank you for loving it back.
That Alaska Airlines Boeing plane that had part of it sucked out the window was just weeks old. We're learning that and a whole lot more from a news conference underway this hour. Jennifer Homendy is the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board and goes over some of the damage moments ago.
26A was torqued, so was 25A. The headrests on 25A and 26A were gone. The seat back on 26A is also missing. The tray table on the back of 26A is also missing.
Republican and Democratic leaders have reached an agreement on a spending limit for the rest of the fiscal year. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's a good preliminary indication that maybe the two parties can keep the government open, but it's no guarantee that they can agree on the bigger issues that will undoubtedly come up.
A snowstorm has battered parts of the Northeast for the first time this season. Samaya Hernandez is with the Connecticut Department of Transportation.
We have more than 700 trucks out, our white and orange plows out, clearing the roads across Connecticut. We were seeing more accumulation in the northern part of our state.
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is under active investigation related to an alleged incident in Colorado. That's according to authorities confirming to CBS News. She's reportedly the subject of an investigation into an alleged physical altercation with her ex-husband, which the Daily Beast says occurred this weekend at a restaurant in her district. In April, Boebert filed for divorce, which was finalized months later. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with Reflow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we try to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finishing the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wisconsin Rapids weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies and a low near 23. Clouds on your Monday, breezy 33, and still breezy for Monday night with some snow likely, an inch or so of accumulation and a low of 29. Tuesday, more snow, a few more inches possible.
It's 30 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, thank God it's Friday, the January 6th Eve edition. How you
Happy
doing,
Happy Friday. I am great, man. Great to be with you. Thank you, Nate, working the board, doing the sound. Big, big, busy day today. Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Dominic, in this world, as far as I'm concerned, there's only two lines you cannot cross. One, being an insurrectionist. And if you hadn't noticed, that's why we stopped having U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on the show. Hell, Governor Tony Evers got in on the act. We'll tell you what Evers had to say about Rojo's co-conspiracy and the whole J6 insurrection. Two lines you cannot cross, Tom. Insurrection.
And what's the other one?
Nickelback. And I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to Nate. Wow, you're on the wrong side of Nickelback history, man.
Oh, both of you. I've seen Nickelback in concert. They're fine, man. It's this easy three-chord rock, man. I was entertained. Nickelback, you know, they get a bad rap on this whole thing, man. It's like when Beavis and Butthead, the kids started wearing the Winger shirt, and you know, then there goes Winger's career.
Are you not entertained? Well,
I am totally entertained.
Will be an entertaining show, we hope. We got fine guests, including former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, right here in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. And in the Happier Happy Hour, former U.S. Attorney, host of The Morning Cannoli, Jim Santel, our good friend. He joins at 5 o'clock. And the topic today, a lot of it, will be the January 6th, Dom, and the President of the United States. That's the Joe Biden, just in case.
You know, are you sure? Just for the Joe megas Biden. Out there, that is Joe Biden. President Joe Biden.
Say I feel with confident. Me, that he was legitimately elected president of the United States, Joe Biden. He went to Valley Forge, my understanding, and he was powerful today, and we want to play the sound. This is your lead, folks. So tune in right now. Turn up the radios. Grab the grandkids. Tell them to listen. Uncle Joe's about to speak with some gravitas. Play it for the people. Which one are we starting on, Dom?
Let's do cut number three. Joe Biden today. What this election? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's start with the January 6th topics. Cut number one. Joe Biden today. President Biden referencing democracy.
Today, we're here to answer the most important of questions. Is democracy still America's sacred cause?
I
mean it.
I hate when the president says, I mean it. And I mean it when I say that.
President Joe Biden. Yes, that's a great question. I wonder how you know, MAGA would answer that. Cut number two. Let's hear what the president says about January 6th, please, Nate.
Today we gather in a new year, some 246 years later, just one day before January 6th. A date forever shared in our memory because it was on that day that we nearly lost America. Lost it all.
Now we're going to jump ahead here. More from President Biden today. The topic of most of this speech, January 6th, and he was speaking, my understanding, from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Play it for the people. Cut six.
For the first time in our history, insurrectionists had come to stop the peaceful transfer of power in America. First time. Smashing windows, shattering doors, attacking the police. Outside, gallows were erected as the MAGA crowd chanted, "Hang Mike Pence."
Hang Yeesh. Mike Pence.
I remember that.
I remember well, Dom. More from President Biden. What are we up to? Cut seven? The Trump lies.
Yes. Jill and I attended the funeral of police officers who died as a result of the events of that day. Because of Donald Trump's lies, they died because these lies brought a mob to Washington.
But he said peaceful. Be peaceful.
Oh, that one time. That one
the
time.
The disclaimer so right at the end. So
yeah, man. You know, it doesn't matter. He said peaceful. Anything else doesn't matter. It's like, you know, disclosure on the front of his financial statements. Hey, don't believe anything in here. Doesn't matter. But let's hear more from the current president, Joe Biden. The violence is not acceptable. Cut eight, please.
I'll say what Donald Trump won't. Political violence is never, ever acceptable in the United States political system. Never, never, never. It has no place in a democracy. None.
Pretty sad that the president has to stand up publicly and make a statement like that. Because he's talking to, between a third and a half of the nation right about now, the Trump supportive. More, President Joe Biden, Trump is trying to steal cut number nine.
I'm trying to rewrite the facts of January 6th. Trump is trying to steal history the same way he tried to steal the election. But we knew the truth. Because we saw it with our own eyes. This wasn't like something, a story being told. It was on television repeatedly. We saw it with our own eyes.
We saw it with our own eyes. You heard it with your own ears if you tuned into the Devil's Advocates that day. Cut number 10.
Biden. Then, as usual, he left the dirty work to others. He retreated to the White House. As America was attacked from within, Donald Trump watched on TV in a private small dining room off the Oval Office. The entire nation watched in horror. The whole world watched in disbelief. And Trump did nothing.
Trump did nothing for over 3 hours.
President Joe Biden today, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Cut number 11, more of Joe Biden.
Trump's assault on democracy isn't just part of his past. It's what he's promising for the future. He's being straightforward. He's not hiding the ball.
Oh, no.
No, no. Oh, dictator. He's very, very candid.
On day one. Day.
Just one day. We'll see what happens after that.
I think that's where Joe Biden sort of steps off here. We've got one more from Biden in Valley Forge. January 6th and his potential opponent, Donald Trump. Much of the topic of this speech today, play cut 12. Please, Nate.
He proudly posts on social media the words that best describe his 2024 campaign. Quote, revenge, quote, power, and quote, dictatorship.
Revenge, power, dictatorship. What a platform for democracy.
It's the mega platform, man. It's not about democracy. It's not about governance. It's not about America. It's about Donald Trump and Donald Trump's ego.
And Dominic, since we have been on the air, and this is brand new breaking news, the U.S. Supreme Court apparently, and sorry if we've been momentarily distracted, it's because our phones are lighting up with the news. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the Colorado ballot, what would you call it, the removal from the admission of Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado. U.S. Supreme Court to hear this case in February, my understanding.
February 8th, the court's ordered oral arguments for February 8th.
So coming up pretty quick. I also understand here in the state of Wisconsin, our buddy the brewmaster has filed a lawsuit to try and prevent Trump from being on the ballot here. Today, it's a Friday, Dom. We air the grievances, and we've got a fine crew coming in here today. And, you know, it is rare that we quote the grievances of Governor Tony Evers. Don't make enough time for Tony's grievances around here sometimes, Dom. But Tony today, Tony had a lot of them. Tony spilt. He spilt on a few different topics today. One, he is not supportive of the Kirk Bankstead, the Minocqua Brewing Company lawsuit that would look to roll back, what, school choice vouchers. Tony is not supportive of that lawsuit. That was made public today. Tony Evers also spoke to the topic of legalized marijuana and the possible Republican medical marijuana deal that they're going to put forth here in the new year. And Tony might be on board, We'll hold that one, Dom, because we've got our friend, Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. He'll talk on that topic. But what about Rojo, Dom? What did Tony Evers, what did my buddy Tony have to say about the U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin?
Molly Beck reporting today at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and a group of Republicans who posed as electors in 2020 to pay a price for their ties to former President Donald Trump's failed scheme to stay in power. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel, Evers said the Republicans should face penalties that could include charges, fines, or losing their jobs for participating in a plan to sign paperwork falsely claiming to be electors for Trump after he lost the re-election and trying to hand those documents to then-Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th. Quote, here's what Evers said about Johnson, Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson. He was part of the deal. Something should happen to him. He knew. Why in the world would a U.S. senator involve himself with something that is patently against the law?
Because Trump's lawyers asked, Dom.
Because they asked. He did not think the actions warranted jail time. Evers over the summer said he thought the 10 Wisconsin Republicans who posed as electors should face charges, but his recent comments marked the first time a high-ranking Wisconsin official has said Johnson should be punished for his role in the scheme as well. Johnson coordinated with Jim Troopers. Remember that guy, Crudy, who represented Trump in Wisconsin during the 2020 election to get the false election paperwork to Pence on January 6, hours before the Capitol, you know, was sacked. Ken Cheesebrough, an attorney for Trump, designed the false elector plot. We know all of this. Johnson dismissed criticism, says his involvement lasted only a few seconds. We know that story as well. On Friday, Johnson accused Evers of spreading dangerous disinformation in order to divide and mislead the American and public people and attack the media for reporting the comments. Johnson said, everything that I have said about this non-event has proven to be true. Evers on Wednesday said Johnson should be held accountable. Quote, he's got to pay a price. I'm not sure what that price would be. He's got to pay a price, Curdy. Johnson apparently not very happy about it.
I'm also looking for a pound of flesh, if you know what I'm saying. Rocking out the Nickelback here. No, yeah. I got a grievance. Folks, we got some fine guests. First, our friend Alan Robinson, fine sponsor with Herbal Aspect. We'll find out what Tony's new marijuana policy might be. And also, retired Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, friend of ours, he's in the lobby. They'll both be next, you know, sequentially. More Devils.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to do yourself a favor. Check out the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store. Download the Civic Media app. Take the Devil's Advocates with you everywhere you go.
Dominic Kybin joined right here in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios by our friend, a fine sponsor from Herbal Aspect. He's Alan Robinson. He gives us the 420 facts on the Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Alan.
I got the facts for you today, baby.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Do we still say that? Do we still say that on the 5th?
We're still in the first week. Okay. Next week, it's a little long in the tooth.
Well, all right. So, I personally quit saying it on the 3rd.
You're a better man than I.
But, you know, I like to get to it. Like, that's just me. And which is why I was so happy when you called, you reminded me that it was Friday and that I have hopes to
dash. Should I have to remind you it's Friday?
But God, please can't continue. Wait till Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, when you sell cannabis, every day is Friday. That said, I've got hopes to dash today, baby. Go on and ask me some questions about these people.
Alan Robinson, let me ask you, you bring us the 420 facts from our fine sponsor, partner, Herbal Aspect.
Yes, sir.
Tony Evers quoted in the paper today talking about the Republican medical marijuana proposal.
Sure.
And the part I know is they don't want you smoking it. So they've already lost me right there. But tell me, Alan, what is your opinion of this proposition and why would Evers support it?
So, you know, first off, Tony said that he could sign a bill, right?
If there weren't too many poison pills.
Right? And I could support a medical bill, right? Because I know the importance of medical cannabis. I could, right? It wouldn't matter who put it forward. Here's the crux. And words matter, right? There won't be a bill that doesn't have all the poison pills in it. Not from the GOP. They're incapable of producing good legislation. Nobody has seen this bill. They've done it in secret. They've done it without any expert. They've done it in a partisan way. I don't know anybody who's consulted on the bill.
Have you been consulted on the bill, Alan?
Man, come on, man. I asked,
Ron Voss isn't calling you,
man.
But we do know certain things that Republicans have said publicly.
They know me. I will say this: they know me. I know that they know me, and they know that I can. I've been a wealth of information. Hey, I'm available, and no, my phone has not rang. But neither has Senator Agard's. She was right there in the office with them. Neither has Greta. Come on, man. If they're not calling their colleagues, they're not calling anybody outside the building. So I don't believe that a bill put forward by the GOP is going to be viable.
Well, and perhaps not in good faith. We're speaking with Alan Robinson, our good friend from Herbal Aspect, one of the fine sponsors of the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm not clear that anything put forth is in good faith. And certainly I think there are medical rationales for the use of cannabis. I'm more of a freedom guy. I think we should be able to use it for any reason we want to as adults. But here's the point. If you can't smoke it, that's the way many people would choose to ingest it, the flower. Mm. I understand many of these are just going to be cannabinoid synthetics, which I don't want to take. I don't want synthetic cannabinoids. That's counterintuitive to why I find cannabis appealing in the first place. It's organic, right?
Right.
If it's real.
So what Robin, first off.
Yes.
Robin's audacity is what I find to be the best, right? Because the fact of the matter is Robin's not a doctor. Robin is neither a doctor nor a cannabinoid specialist.
Well, since abortion policy, Medicaid policy, marijuana policy, he's got an impact.
I mean, the cojones on this little gentleman. Like, I mean, I just don't understand. Like, how do you have the audacity to propose policy and to propose medical, to propose different diagnoses, which could be suitable for a cannabis program, right? When you don't know either about medicine or cannabis. I just don't understand how he has the audacity to do so in secret.
I don't mean to get the memory wrong, because I'm also a fan of the cannabis. But if I recall, wasn't there a proposition put forth by one of Robin Voss's constituents that would have allowed cannabinoids for the treatment of epileptic incidents? And it's my thought that the young lady passed away.
Yeah.
Am I right on any of that? I'm usually pretty close, but I don't want to get it wrong.
You are right. Robin's dereliction of his duty to his constituents is deep and tragic, which is why this stunt is all the more appalling. And when I said that I was coming down here to dash hopes quickly, I just wanted to make sure that we understood that any bill that they put forward is just going to be a political stunt, so that, you know, Tony is basically saying, well, bring something forward then. Put something forward that I can sign. I dare you. They're not going to. They don't know how. They haven't talked to anybody to know how. So they're literally building in the dark. Okay.
That's you fine. Are harshing my bus a little. Yeah.
Good. Because I mean, the bottom line is that you should feel played with by these Republicans. You should feel toyed with. Because that's all that they're doing. I promise they're not going to put men. To say that I am skeptical would be putting it that way.
Color you skeptical. He's our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect, a fine sponsor of the Devil's Advocates. Now I better let you in here.
Oh, man, come on. You're killing my buzz here. Let's talk about Herbal Aspects. What do you got? You got some any inventory left over after the new year? Alan, what's going on?
Jesus. Cheese and rice. Boy, they ate us out of house and home. I've got a new shipment of edibles coming in. They should be here either tomorrow or
Monday. You got a routing number, man? Can you assure me? Because weed guys have been telling me it's going to be here tomorrow for years.
Well, here's the thing, right? So, like, you know, Herbal Aspect, my birthday is on the old 11th, right?
And nice. I like
that. Yeah, so I've got exotic flower coming in this weekend. I've got a huge shipment of edibles coming in. I am getting ready for a bonanza sale. I like to sell a lot of weed on my birthday.
Excellent.
Right. So I bring in a large inventory right after the new year, and then I get it cracking. So that's what we're going to do. Stick around. Be on the Herbal Aspect mailing list, and you can get up with the special.
Still doing the consults, the free consults for the Devil Radio listeners.
You definitely got that right, man. $49.99 value all the way for free. Devil Radio code.
HerbalAspect.com.
That's at HerbalAspect.com. Or you can sign up for the mailing letter. Or you can just stop and see us at one of our three locations. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, or right next to Dunkin' Donuts on Gammon Road.
That's all you find. Yeah, right. Follow your belly to Dunkin'. Herbal Aspect, a fine sponsor of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. He is Alan Robinson, our friend, bringing us the 420 facts each Friday. Thank you, Alan. Coming up next,
thanks, Alan.
Former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney talking J6. More Devils. Happy Friday.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. At the Golden Globes on CBS, actor Jeremy Allen White won Best Actor in a TV series, musical, or comedy for the second year in a row for The Bear.
I can't believe I'm in this room with all these people I've loved so much, admired so much for so long. It's unreal. Thank you so much. I feel so lucky I get to do this. Thank you, guys.
The door plug that blew out of an Alaska Airlines flight midair caused a lot of damage, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
There was a lot of damage to paneling, to trim, to the windows, meaning the internal portion of the window.
Residents of Connecticut have battled the first snowstorm of the season. Samaya Hernandez is with the Department of Transportation there.
We are urging people, if you can stay home and stay off the roads, that's the best thing to do. Just let us keep them clear.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least, has been controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin Rapids weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies and a low near 23. Clouds on your Monday, breezy 33, and still breezy for Monday night with some snow likely, an inch or so of accumulation and a low of 29. Tuesday, more snow, a few more inches possible.
It's 30 at our studios.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Charged. never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Friday edition, our favorite day of the year. Well, at least of the week.
Yes, so far.
So far.
That's an accurate statement, right?
Best day of the year so far, and it's getting better right now. I got a fine guest who's joined me here in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. It is former Dane County Sheriff and friend of ours, Dave Mahoney. Dave, how you been, sir?
Very good, Mike and Dom. It's good to join you again on the Devil's Advocate. It's been too long.
Thank you, Dave.
We're going to talk January 6th, Dave, but before we do, there was talk about legalized marijuana today with the governor, and once upon a time, we kind of put you on the spot, Dave. Have your attitudes changed at all on legalized marijuana, or where do you stand in 2024?
In 2024, I stand in the same position I did before. I support legalization of medicinal marijuana under the care of a physician. You know, 2 years ago, I sat and watched my mom die a painful death. And maybe that could have helped her. And it could have helped many other people today who are suffering from severe pain and other outcomes from significant diseases. And for that reason, I support the legalization of medicinal, but I'm just can't get over and get to the point of legalization of recreational marijuana.
Well, I'm sorry for the loss of your mom, and today is not the day where I'm going to try to change your mind, Sheriff. Today I want to talk to you about an op-ed that you drafted and had published at the Journal Sentinel, and the conversation was, you know, about January 6th, and I've got a few thoughts myself, but Dave, I want to hear your thoughts. Why is this day? 3 years later, it's January 6th again. Why have you come out of retirement? Why are you writing op-eds about this specific date in history, sir?
Well, you know, even though I retired as Dane County Sheriff, I have not, you know, vacated myself from democracy and ensuring our constitutional rights. You know, for 41 years, I fought to ensure our rights, whether it was at Act 10 at the Capitol, whether it was just before my retirement when we reviewed the death of Floyd in Minneapolis, you know, ensuring the rights of all individuals. And tomorrow, the third anniversary of January 6th and the last anniversary before the 2024 election, our democracy is still under attack, the same as it was 3 years ago. And all citizens need to pay attention and be engaged and ensure that their rights are upheld. And in all honesty, make sure that we don't elect a president that's going to demonize democracy and move our country back to a state it's never been in. And so I'm staying involved at the national level, the local level, the state level, and speaking out on our constitutional rights and our rights to vote.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've got former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney with me here in Madison. January 6th, it was a violent act. It seemed obvious to anyone that witnessed it. But the perception now has changed. And Republicans now have the perception, well, maybe it wasn't all that violent. Certainly you can't hold Trump accountable for that. But so many, especially on right-wing talk radio and Fox News, they pointed to all the Black Lives Matter protests that happened that summer. And they try to say these are analogous in some way. And not enough of the Black Lives Matter protesters went to jail, or they pretend like there were no prosecutions associated with even what happened here on State Street in Madison, Dave. So want to get your opinion. How do you set aside the false analogies, Dave, and get people to talk seriously about what happened that day?
Well, we need to go to a grassroots campaign to educate the public on the importance the importance of exercising their right to vote. You know, we're, that right is threatened. And in many ways, the far right would be very happy to take the rights of U.S. citizens away from them and not allow them to vote, not exercise their rights. You know, there's another talk show host on the other side of town who today was talking about that very thing. And, you know, and what they, you know what they say, you keep your friends close.
Yeah.
And, you know, I listen on a regular basis because I want to know what we as citizens are up against. And, you know, I never lose sight of the fact that our own citizens, police officers, members of the military, common citizens who came to Washington at the call of their president to try to overturn a legitimate and fair election. They were domestic terrorists on our own homeland. And every one of us as citizens need to be engaged and involved to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Now, I'm not saying you have to vote one way or another. I want everyone to vote for their candidate and let the votes fall where they may. But I believe that we as citizens have earned a right, and we must exercise that right to vote, and never let it be under attack again.
Dave Mahoney, former Dane County Sheriff here in Madison, Wisconsin. You were in law enforcement 41 years, I believe, Dave, and you talk about our competition, let's call them, across the airwaves, across the dial on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And for so many years, they claimed the mantle of patriotism and, you know, Blue Lives Matter and the blue line. And as someone in law enforcement, Dave, the attacks in so many cases, it wasn't just against property, it was against humans, it was against cops, Capitol Police officers. Dave, how do you think they reconcile that? What's your opinion of those that, you know, would want it both ways?
Well, you know, the very people who held up their right to enter the Capitol illegally and to attack and in some cases kill a law enforcement officer, there were blue line flags flying at the Capitol that day when they attacked our Capitol and attacked the men and women of law enforcement and dragged some of them out of the Capitol, trying to disarm them, some calling for their being shot. Their job was to protect the Constitution and to protect their rights, to exercise their rights, to assemble, air their grievances, and their right to vote, not to overturn illegitimate and fair election. Well, once the FBI started interviewing those individuals who had been caught on tape, they sucked their thumb and grabbed their comfy blanket in hopes that their president would clear the slate. Well, that's not happening, and every one of us as citizens shouldn't allow that to happen. There's consequences to your actions. And on that particular day, they tried to overthrow a fair and legitimate vote. If they didn't like the outcome 4 years later, they have a right to vote and elect whoever they may wish. And I stand in support of that right, but I don't stand in support of trying to degrade our electoral process, to threaten voters, to keep legitimate voters from the voting sites, to scare the heck out of election workers, who really are the blood and soul of our electoral process. They're the ones staffing our voting sites, but when they are threatened, their lives are threatened, they're marched on their homes. Who would blame them from not getting involved? So not only ensuring that every one of us who has a right to vote exercises that vote we need to hold our elected federal officials' feet to the fire. You know, we have one great senator in Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin. Senator Baldwin.
That was pretty clear you meant Tammy.
And, you know, she's working extremely hard on two bills, the Freedom to Vote Act to prevent partisan interference in our elections, for fair maps, something very near and dear to Wisconsinites, absentee voting rights, and post-election audits. You know, every one of us wants a legitimate vote and electoral process. I'm all for auditing the process, and if something's broken, let's fix it. And the John Lewis Voting Rights Act that ensures the rights of our minority population to be able to vote. And Tammy's working extremely hard on both of those bills and is an ardent supporter and will continue to be a strong voice in both of those acts.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney. Dave, thank you for joining us. As a guy who has over 40 years of law enforcement, and when you look back and reflect on January 6th, and we were on the radio that day, we were watching it and listening to it live and reporting on it live, and the act of the president, or the lack of action for the president for 3 hours while the mob that he summoned to the Capitol was set loose on law enforcement. One of the things that always got to me was, where was the cavalry, Dave? You know what I mean? I mean, if you saw something like that as sheriff in here in the state of Wisconsin and a mob was attacking the Capitol, I mean, how would you react as a law enforcement officer, even though maybe you didn't get an order to do something? That really still kind of stuns me, Dave. What was your take on that when you saw that?
Well, you know, you guys understand exactly what that's like, because I hearken back to Act 10. There wasn't an assault on the Capitol. There were some who wanted the community to perceive it was an attack on our state capitol. In fact, it was my role was to ensure individuals' rights to assemble and air their grievances, which they did very peacefully and without injuries to law enforcement or to participants. And I think we were a model. Wisconsin was a model, not only on how law enforcement should allow freedom of speech and the right to assemble, but what we saw 3 years ago and what we potentially could see in the future if we are not paying attention and not involved. We could have a replay of January 6, 2021. And I'm very concerned about that, because right now some voters are scared to go to the voting places, and every one of us needs to stand strong as an American, show up at the voting place, and vote for our candidate of choice.
As a law enforcement officer, Dave, if you were there, what would you have done? How do you? It just still stuns me that the cavalry did not arrive. There was the National Guard wasn't calling random people. I mean, this is the capital of the United States, and the Capitol Police were left to themselves to defend it with no other support for hours and hours and hours, Dave. I just, it's hard for me to get. I'm not in law enforcement, Dave. I'm trying to get you to react to that very specific lack of help.
Yeah, there was clearly a lack of help, and I wasn't there. But had I been, I'd have been calling for the cavalry to show up and to assist. One, to uphold the rights of people who were there, and two, to protect our Constitution.
Former Dane County Sheriff David Mahoney, friend of ours. Dave, don't be a stranger, man.
Yeah, Mike, I look forward to it, and Dom, look forward to the next time.
Real quick, final thoughts here. Do you think there should be prosecutions of Ron Johnson, of the fake electors, of those others that participated in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. One of them was on that other show today.
Dave Mahoney, thank you so much for joining us. I do also like to keep my friends close and my enemies closer. That's why I do a show with Dom every day. Come back with us, more Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. Even you, CJ, 844-967-2789.
Thank you, Dave.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. You can always join us on the lines. Air your grievances. Give us your take at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, never a bad day when we got friends coming by, like former Dane County Sheriff David Mahoney. Thank you, Sheriff Mahoney. And let's not forget our fine sponsor and friend, Alan Robinson, with the Friday 420 Facts. Thank you to Alan as well, especially for the financial support, Alan. Dom, coming up soon, it will be a happier happy hour. And James Santel, former U.S. attorney, the host of the Morning Cannolis, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on the Civic Media. Jim's joining us soon. But right now, if you got some grievances, you better air them. 844-967-2789. Before we go to the phones, though, Dom, any grievances?
Other than
just a general surliness? I mean, I'm a little surly because you guys played Nickelback on me, but please continue.
It's so far, it's good. I mean, the Supreme Court, it's not a grievance. This is new news. They're going to take up Trump's Colorado ballot ban in a historic case, apparently February 8th, Crudy. That's 4 weeks from today. The Supreme Court has scheduled oral arguments 4 weeks from today. That's not a grievance, man. I'm really happy about that.
And Dominic, I was encouraged by the strong words, and we played many of them, from the current president, Joe Biden. Yes. Went to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, a historic place, and called out the former president, Donald Trump, this wannabe dictator from day one. And tomorrow, of course, January 6th, the third anniversary thereof. And how do I know this man's a dictator? Press credentials denied for yours truly. Newton, Iowa, I was going, Dom. I had my whole day planned. Now I'm just going to watch the Badgers beat Nebraska tomorrow.
Now, what about the Stabby McStabberson church thing?
That is a differing event. One? And you know who else is on the stump for Trump in Iowa? This is hysterical to me. The Huckabee Sanders and the Mike Huckabee. They're doing a church for Trump. But I signed up next Thursday morning, I believe, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, just to confirm whether or not we're personally being singled out by the Trump campaign for not admittance, or whether it's a capacity overload at the, you know, the wedding rec hall community college venue site that they picked at Newton College, Newton, Iowa. You know, just might not be a big enough wedding reception hall that Trump's playing there to allow for the finest of media like the Devil's Advocates. So I also signed up for next Thursday morning, and I'm already going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be nursing that hangover. I've been telling you folks, I'll be at the Marriott Hotel bar getting drunk with Newt Gingrich and whoever else comes around. And then I'm going to get up Thursday morning, and I better be credentialed at some church function with Trump and Stabby McStabberson, Ben Carson, I think outside of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I have put in for credentials. I have not been accepted or denied for that.
Not yet. Okay.
Hell, I haven't even seen my credential response from CNN CNN's doing a non-sanctioned RNC final debate before the caucuses next Wednesday night. That's the occasion that brings me to Des Moines, Dom. That and that bar. You know I love that bar. I've learned many secrets through loose lips at that bar. And, you know, once you learn a secret, Dom, you tell it on the radio, don't you? That's where I'll be in Des Moines. I hope you join me someday in Iowa soon, Dom. But little dictatorish, not letting Crudy in. Heavy on the dick part. 844-944-967-2789.
Kathy from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kathy.
Well, hi. I've enjoyed your show so far. Thanks for taking my call. I watched the whole January 6th thing live at the time, and I'm retired, so I have time to do things like that. But, I mean, I had heard, you know, and I listened to commentary afterwards, and I know that Trump had ordered whoever was next in line or could do this to order the National Guard and others off to stay out of the picture. And like Nancy Pelosi had to later beg for, you know, help beyond the police. And so, I mean, he's clearly at fault there. So that was all. And I've, you know, I don't want to take time away from Mr. Mahoney. And he's been a good cop as far as I'm concerned. I like Mr. Mahoney. So, all right. That's all. Okay.
Thanks. Awesome.
Happy Just Friday to you. Happy Friday to you, Kathy. I've always liked me some Dave Mahoney, but, you know, puff, puff, pass. Dave's not down.
This is a problem, man.
844-967-2789 against my better judgment and in line with, you know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. CJ, welcome back, CJ. What do you got for us this fine Friday? Happy January 6th Eve. I know you probably celebrate.
Oh, I'm sure you do, too. I'm sure it's just a fabulous day, the way the president celebrated today in his divide and conquer. Yeah.
You're either on the right side of history or you're on the wrong side of history, CJ. Which side do you choose?
He sure can't run on his record, though, can he? The world's on fire, Dom and Crudy. The world's on fire, and it all happened underneath this president. And where do you want to start? The Middle East? Yeah, that's quite a success.
Well, we were talking about January 6th, CJ. Why can't you ever stay on topic, dude?
Because you avoid the most important topic that faces everyone.
Bye. Nice knowing you, though. Have a great day. 844-967-2789. No, you got to play by our rules. You don't have a radio show, CJ. No one would give you one. So if you want to join this, the greatest radio show ever, you've got to at least try to acknowledge the topic of the moment. And it's January 6th. We've got a fine U.S. attorney joining us very, very shortly. He is James Santel. He's the host of the Morning Cannolis. You can call him up and claim the world's on fire tomorrow morning, but he's also going to want to talk about the January 6th. You know, the insurrection led by your guy who's failed to take responsibility. But soon perhaps in a court of law, because that March 4th trial date is sneaking up quick. And you can say, oh, he wasn't charged with insurrection. Well, there are many felonious crimes he has been charged with, like 91 last count. And I think he's going down. And I think he knows he's going down. And in fact, even in the civil suit, Letitia James, she raised the bar in the Trump org civil suit in New York. $370 million they're seeking. Ooh. That's going to sting a little. That's going to hurt. Ouch. Tastes like burning. But ultimately, the January 6th is the topic of this fine program. We got a fine guest coming next. He is former U.S. attorney, friend of the Devil's Advocates, and host of one of the better radio shows in existence. Morning Cannolis. He is James Santel, our good friend. Stick around.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger, joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.